going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
VXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The sun is shining, 62 for the high today. Breezy, a couple weeks, you're going to be a year older, and we're also very excited.
Everyone's like, what are you doing for your birthday this year? Like, what are the plans? What's going on? Like, why don't you have anything planned? And I'm like starting to feel this sense of non-urgency for my birthday, and I'm curious to know if this is something that happens to people after they turn 30, like obviously hit a massive milestone last year into a new decade, been on this earth for 30 years, obviously love my birthday, but...
What'd you do last year?
I blew it up. I had 3 parties, hosted a concert. It was wild.
3 parties. I don't remember.
Moomoos and Martinis, Cruel Summer...
Oh, yes, 13 yes.
13 going on 30.
That's right. I do remember. Here's the thing.
I did it all.
What it comes down to is you're just getting older. You're maturing. It's not as big of a deal as it once was. The only thing you really need to be celebrating for your 31st is the fact that...
I survived my 30th.
You stayed above ground, you know?
No.
It's a celebration of just life in general.
This is so off-brand for me.
Well,
I'm making a huge deal about my birthday, and
you'll adjust.
It's devastating. It really is, but I'm just tired.
Well, the thing about you that I know to be true is that you get over things pretty quickly. Certain things.
No, I know.
Certain things.
Because the anecdote is crazy.
You could hold a grudge for the rest of your life if you wanted to.
And I do.
But
for sure.
For stuff like this, it's like, oh, you put a lot of thought into it, and then you're sad for a little while, and then you're over it. You know what I mean?
Like, I just went out bar hop with my girlfriends on Saturday and be done with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. We're on the 23rd right now. Your birthday is in a week and a half.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It's in a week and a half. And it's on a Monday, too, and you and I have stuff
and
to
I have
do.
To work, and it's like, oh, God. It's so adult.
It is.
It's so crazy. It's diabolical. It's absolutely sinister. But it is what it is. And I mean, I'll do a little something, something. I'll do a little this. I'll do a little that. But people are expecting a lot from me to do this big shindig, or dare I say 3 shindigs, right?
No.
But I don't have it in me. And
guys, 585-252-9800. Send us a text or call right now. What made you want to stop celebrating your birthday? What made you stop altogether and celebrating your big day?
Am I falling ill? Or is this just like something that happens to normal adults when they grow up and start, I don't know, becoming less focused on these birthdays? And I don't want to be like a Scrooge and be like, I hate my birthday. That's never going to be me. But
yeah, and if you don't care, what makes you think other people do?
They never did. So.
This person says, I'm a middle-aged man with no friends, so I never really cared, I guess. Hey, guys, the older I get, the more it feels like just another day. I'd rather just celebrate quietly or not at all. Because a lot of my friends now, one of my best buddies just turned 50. And I was like, what? You're 50? And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, that makes me not so young anymore either.
Senile, if you will.
And the last thing some of them want to do, whether it's a milestone or not, they don't want to celebrate.
But that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to get older and like turn into that person who's like, I hate my birthday because I'm getting older, or lying about my age, or whatever the case may be. Like, I fully embrace it and I want to be sending it.
I know. Well, we can still send it, Breezy, but we can do it, you know, quietly.
Yeah.
PXY, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Jerry from Pontillo's.
Jerry!
Where's our pizza?
Where's our pizza? Jerry, you just had a birthday,
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. In a week and a half
May 5th.
Cinco de Brizo. No, I need pizza that day. I really do.
Well, I think I can make that happen. So I was just pulling out of the house, and I kind of caught wind of what you guys were talking about. I just had a birthday. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Happy belated, man. Happy
Hello.
Birthday.
Monday. So here's the deal. I'm kind of on the same page as you. Like, I just turned 49, and honestly, like, I don't really like the spotlight too much on my birthday. It's just,
can't relate.
To me, it's another day.
Right.
And if people want to be cool and wish you a happy birthday, great. But I think it's, me personally, I'm going to put in my two cents. I think it's a little bit weird when, you know, a middle to older gentleman or woman orchestrates a big dinner for their own quote-unquote birthday. I just think it's a little much.
Yeah.
No. Can you imagine, Jerry?
Jerry, you're so right.
But if you got together, Jerry, like you and your wife, and it's like, hey, we're planning this big thing. We need 20 people at the restaurant to celebrate Jerry. You think they would all think a little, that's odd?
I don't know. Like, all
like if
people?
Somebody else does it, like, it's whatever. But if you're the one who does it, like,
oh, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Like,
if you orchestrate your own party, it's, I just, I don't know. It's just, I would never do that.
Fully
and
going.
I feel like the people that are going to the party are kind of looking at you like,
right, side eye.
Oh, man.
Side
you
eye.
Did your, yeah.
I was going to rent out the upstairs of, full transparency. I was going to rent out the upstairs of Tin Cup for this birthday. And I kind of gave myself the ick, and I was like, why am I like spending all this money and like doing all this stuff when we can just like sling it?
If,
I mean,
if I were to do it for you, would that make it better?
Total green light.
Listen,
and you should get on that.
With all due respect, how old are you turning?
31.
Okay. So it's not like it's a 30 or a 40 or a 50.
Right,
like
I just
said.
Did my big one last year.
It's no milestone.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone else is doing it for you I think that's an amazing gesture,
sure.
And I think it's relevant because everyone that's coming will be like, hey, you know, so-and-so orchestrated this. That's great. And no one will be kind of saying, man, she set up her own party.
Correct.
You know, so it's.
Correct.
I think it's totally cool if someone else does it. For
well,
sure.
Take notes.
Jerry, happy 49th belated, buddy. We appreciate you.
You don't look a day over 32.
No, you balance his Italian jeans.
Oh. All right. I just wanted to say hello and wish you a birthday coming up. And whatever which way you go, I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Thanks,
love
buddy.
You, Jer. I'll expect a pizza on May 5th.
Stop it. I'll talk to you. Bye.
All bye, right. Jer Bear.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all I really needed to hear. The man has spoken. I get it.
So now this is all on my shoulders.
Yeah. So if you don't plan me something, I'm quitting the show. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Zoe.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.